Hey everybody, welcome to my world. How's your world doing? I don't know about you, but man, I'll tell you what, it's been crazy around here. It is every week. It seems like I'm living in Wrinkle City or something. It just, crazy stuff goes on. And it just makes you go crazy. Well, anyhow, guys, welcome to my world. Live, laugh, and whatever. And just sit back and enjoy it. Kick back. Have your favorite snack. Have your favorite drink. Don't touch those gummy bears, okay? Well, hey, we've got to do a disclaimer. And nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Take what we say with a big grain of salt and always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Any persons or characters mentioned are, for the most part, fictional or as close to it as we can get. So sit back, relax, and chill out. Oh, by the way, hey, tell your friends about us and have them join us every Wednesday. Because we're live right here on the Trim Radio Network. Okay? Wow, we've got a lot of stuff to take a look at here. And the big thing is we have to do shout outs. I always have to do shout outs because if I didn't do shout outs, that wouldn't give people credit for promoting the show or, gee whiz, even listening to the show. But you know something? A big shout out to the Trim Radio Network, TRM. It used to be WTRM, and then we changed it to Trim Radio, and we went global. Big word. And we cut the bull, and we served the truth. You can check us out at trimradio.com. And if you want to host your own show, all you have to do is partner with Trim Radio. You click on host your own show. You'll get directions on how to do that. You can advertise with Trim, and you can become a Bullseye VIP if you want, okay? So you want to go to trimradio.com and check it out. And, you know, we don't get paid by any advertisers or anything. We don't. But if you want to help us stay on the air, what you need to do is buy the merch, you know, merchandise. So if you see a button on our trimradio.com page that says support the station, you can either donate money or you can shop and buy the merchandise. Or as Michael Bejas always says, buy the merch. Gee whiz, what do we have for merchandise? We've got hoodies. We've got t-shirts. We've got hats. We've got a lot of stuff. Fancy water bottles. We've got mugs that change colors depending on the whether it's hot or cold items that you're putting in the mug. It's kind of neat. So you want to check it out. And all the money that comes in from the merchandise and donations goes in to pay for airtime for the shows. And that's a big expense for that. And I always donate money myself to pay for the BMI music license. Yeah, we always have to have a music license for that. And so up in the upper left-hand corner would be the BMI music license number, okay, that we have. Somebody says, well, that's copyrighted. Well, under BMI, here it is. The number's up there on the left-hand side. So take a look at it. But a big shout-out to the Trim Radio Network. And join us and check out our different shows. We've got Money and Change every Sunday at 7 p.m. We've got My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever at 8 p.m. on Wednesdays. We've got the Natural Marketer Podcast, Offsides College Football Show. We've got the Red Pill Variety Show. We've got Slobber Knocker Talk during football season. Take Point 22 with Michael Bejas. We've got the Positive Podcast and many more. Like Adventure Awaits Around the Bend and Ranch It Up with Tigger and Beck. We've got Life Walk with Christ God, and that's with Michael Bejas. Oh, and we have Victoria Smith and the Natural Marketer podcast. We also have the Positude podcast, which is a new one. And we have Rascala's Red Pill reality show. Rascala always says, take the red pill or the blue pill. And I keep telling him, I want the green pill. He hasn't showed me the green pill yet. Come on, Rascala. We're only about, 3.5 hours away? I mean, you could come up with a green pill. Let me know. We'll get together and you can show me what the green pill is, you know, what it does. Anyhow, he has a very good show. You want to check him out. I mean, he really does. And Michael Bejas and the Take Point 22 radio show. He's had a friend of mine on that's a really good person to talk about veterans care and so forth. And to think she just lives about a mile and a half, 2 miles away from me, believe it or not. And Valerie is a very, very intelligent person. And I've known her for a long time. God, that makes me feel old, really. But check out the shows, please, on trimradio.com and support us if you can. Also, a big shout out to the University of Findlay at www.findlay.edu. And this fall, the University of Bluffton is going to merge with the University of Findlay. There will be two campuses. One will be in Bluffton, Ohio, which is 20 miles away from the University of Findlay's main campus. And the University of Findlay has three campuses in Findlay, Ohio, an all-American city. Very nice town. They have the equestrian and pre-veterinary campus. They have the main campus where you can get your bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees, and they cover everything. I mean, a lot of different classes, very good professors, good facilities. It's a good campus. It really is. And then we have the hazardous materials campus. And if you want to get into hazardous materials, that's a good place to learn because they have very good instructors there. And it's a dedicated campus just for that. Okay. There are also a Division II school in sports, NCAA Division II. And they've done very well this spring. And in the fall and winter, they're going to do well again. Also, with Bluffton University joining, and merging with the University of Findlay, Bluffton University is a Division III NCAA school. So you can see two different levels of sports there. Both campuses are nice campuses. The city of Bluffton is a really nice place. I almost considered going to school there, and I didn't. I decided to go to Findlay. I just thought Findlay had a little bit bigger campus. A lot bigger town, and I was used to a city of about 20,000-25,000 people and getting along with it. So anyhow, check out the University of Findlay, and it's maybe too late to enroll this fall. You may have to do it for the winter semester, but check it out. It's a good school, and trust me, they have a lot of scholarships available there, so you want to check it out. It's not expensive like going to Hillsdale, which is a lot more expensive than the University of Findlay or the University of Bluffton, for that matter. Check them out. Okay, we've got Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks, and Phil over at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. I'll get it right. I get tongue-tied sometimes. I mean, Phil does an excellent job making custom pens and the center portion of the pen, which is called the blank. And he will custom do that in the design. You can provide the design, or he will provide the design and the lettering and everything and actually make your pen. And they're great for presentation. They're great for everyday use, too. But you want to check out Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. I mean, Phil has made pens that have gone down to Disney World and other places. He's made pens for businesses for presentation materials. He made a presentation pen several years ago for the Masonic Grand Master. And he was in town, and Phil had a special pen for him. And it was a beautiful pen. But he custom does things like that. And he likes to play around, too, and make letter openers and other things. They're beautiful. Cutting boards, pizza wheels. I mean, he does all kinds of stuff, but his main business is pens. He's great. You tell him what you want. Agree to the design. He goes in and manufactures it. And when he sends it out to you, they are in perfect condition. Nothing goes out of his shop until the item is perfect. Both Michael Bejas and I both bought pens from Phil. We didn't get anything free. We bought them from Phil. And you can ask Michael Bejas about his pens because they were beautiful. I mean, they were custom done for a Cobra that he was building. And they're just fantastic. I can't talk enough about Phil. I've known him for, probably 10 years, maybe longer. And he does a fantastic job. And if he didn't, I wouldn't be talking about his pens. Okay? Check him out, Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. Hey, check us out, Money and Change, every Sunday at 7 p.m. And the only time we're not live is when I have to play a concert. I've got four concerts left for the summer, one of which is going to be Friday night, and it will be in the city of New Carlisle. And people will say, where's that? Well, you look on the Ohio map, it's not too far from Dayton, Ohio. And it's a great little town, really great, nice people there, and they invited our 70-piece band to play there. We were there last year, and they invited us back. Can you believe that? Yeah, they invited us back. So we're going to do a repeat performance on Friday, and I look forward to it. It's a short drive, and it's a nice town. Great people. It really is. So that'll be this Friday. But guess what? Sunday, we're going to have a live Money and Change. And on Wednesday nights, for my world, I never have anything involved on Monday nights except for my world. So we're always going to be live. Okay? So you want to check it out. Big Family Homestead with Brad and Krista on YouTube. You got to check them out. I've known them for years. Great people. At one point, I think they were going to move everything to Iowa, and I think they're still staying in Wisconsin. And it's growing season there on the farm, but they do a lot of other things. And Brad has a very good musical background, and he's played for some pretty big bands, rock bands, and he's really good. So you have to listen to Brad and Krista. Also, the Deep South Homestead with Danny and Wanda King. Well, I can't call it Deep South too much longer because Danny and Wanda bought another farm. I believe it's like 84 acres. You say, well, that's a little farm. Well, it's down in Wiggins, Mississippi, in that area. And they bought a place called Pecan Grove. And he's going to be moving his video escapades to Pecan Grove. And they're going to talk about reconstituting the land and really building up a homestead there, and I imagine a brand new home. And he talks about things on Sundays, and it usually airs Monday or Tuesday, which is porch time. And porch time is going to continue from Deep South Homestead to Pecan Grove. And I've seen pictures of Pecan Grove, and he's already moved cattle there and so forth. And it's really a neat place. So Deep South Homestead will be up for sale, according to Danny. And basically, he said that this week. And he wants to turn the property over in excellent condition because he's a perfectionist. He really is. but he's also knowledgeable about everything that goes on in the economy. He's just really good. And Wanda's fantastic, a super fantastic person. And she runs a lot of the videos there and does the video editing and so forth. Check out Southern Prepper One with Dave Kobler. He's also on YouTube, does a fantastic job. I'll tell you what, today, Appalachia's Homestead with somebody we might know as Patara. She was on and she was kind of talking about the way that she has her YouTube site and the way that she runs it and what they talk about and what she believes in. And I'll tell you what, I don't think she really needed to do that because everybody knows what she stands for. And she's a really good person. I mean, super. I mean, any of the people I mention here, yeah, even Phil, even Michael Bejas, I'd love to have them as neighbors. Somehow I feel like Mr. Rogers, won't you be my neighbor? But anyhow, great people, great people. And then there's Prepper Princess, Amber Stork. And she's been talking about, you know, you can actually forage on your own. And she likes to walk. And of course, she lives in California, but she likes to walk down the street. And there might be berries on a tree or a bush or whatever. And she likes to sample a little bit here, a little bit there and so forth. And you can actually do that. And people just smile and you wave back and you suddenly have some blackberries in your hand and stain on your teeth and hands. But, you know, hey, but you wave and be friendly. And she talks a lot about how to save money. She's a self-made millionaire. Technical term is millionaires. But you can say millionaire now. So you want to check that out. Also, we've got David Gilmore with LDS Prepper. Check his channel out. He's got over 600 YouTube videos. I mean, 600. And it even goes back to when he was using a specialized mix to grow a garden with very little soil. And everything was fantastic. And it was in his backyard in Houston, Texas. And now he's in Idaho. And I've talked to David before. And as I've said before, he got me involved in GMRS radios. It's a $35 fee for a license, which lasts 10 years. Anybody in your family can use the radio. And with my radio, and I have several of them, these are Ocean, W-O-U-X-U-N radios. And I can take and I can talk to people 35 miles away on this unit, 35 miles. And then from a repeater radio, I can talk as far as the northern part of Cincinnati, or I can talk in some cases over to Eastern Ohio through repeaters. It's a great thing, good hobby. And in the case of an emergency, these things are good because if the phone system goes down, you have these radios, okay? $35 license, apply for it online. Your ID is given to you and you receive an email with that. And these radios are great. They really are. You can also listen to FM radio stations on these things. I think I have all little bells and whistles in there. And I don't listen to it all the time. I don't talk on it all the time. A lot of people around here, after 10 p.m. at night, hey, there are guys that get off work and they want to talk. And I've talked to people as far away as northern Cincinnati. And I've talked to people north of here. Up to Lima, Ohio. It's great. It's a good little hobby. And you could pass them out to your friends. The radios aren't that expensive. The Oceans are. But some of the cheaper B-Tech, V1s and V2s, those are good little radios. And you could talk, you know, 5-10 miles, depending on the terrain and whether or not you have a repeater. It's a good radio, so check it out. Wow. So much for fun toys, okay? What's been going on this week? It's been crazy. What gets me, I was reading some stuff today, and I'm trying to think of what's going on. And did you know the brain makes a lot of waste? Yeah, your brain, that thing between your ears. According to John Hamilton, he was talking about your brain makes a lot of waste. And where does it go? Well, now they think they know where it goes. And he says about 170 billion cells are in the brain, and as they go about their regular tasks, they produce waste, a lot of it. And to stay healthy, the brain needs to wash away all the debris. But how does it do it? And that's a mystery. It's always been a mystery. Well, now two teams of scientists have published three papers that offer detailed description of how the brain's waste removal system works. And their insights could help researchers better understand, treat, and perhaps prevent a broad range of brain disorders. You know, I've seen some brain disorders. They're all over the place. I don't need to really go farther into that article. It was on NPR.org. And in the Shot Health News. But I've seen people who have problems with their brains. You've heard them say, crap for brains. Or worse. And I've seen people really have problems with their brain cells. Because the other day, I'm driving, and I'm stopped at a light. The light turns green. I go to make a right-hand turn to go up to my street. And a driver's ed car goes straight through a stoplight. It was a driver's ed instructor. Oh, yeah. I should have gotten the number on the side of that car and called it in. He was the only one in it. He just ran a red light. Then later on, I'm driving around. I'm going out to eat for dinner, and gee whiz, I'm stopped at a light. My light turns green, and my car starts to go into the intersection. All of a sudden, zoom, there goes a car past me. It wasn't driver's ed, but it was something else. Somebody not paying attention to what they're doing. And sometimes I wonder where they're flushing their brain cells, or whether or not it's so plugged up that their brains are, you know what I mean. Whoa. But I saw this article and I thought, oh, wow, I didn't know that the brain makes a lot of waste. I didn't know that it drained the way that it did. So let's look at it this way. If you go eat at Taco Bell and you get the flaming burritos with the super, super, super hot sauce and jalapeno peppers on it, what is that going to do to your brain, let alone your rear end, about maybe 5 or 6 hours later? Something to think about. Well, hey, you take a look at the cost of everything right now, and we talk about inflation. And there's so many things going on with inflation, the cost of food. I mean, you go out to eat, two people having salads, and suddenly the bill is like $35 because you've got these soft drinks and iced teas that are like $3.49 a piece. Yeah, you run into that. I mean, two salads. You know, it's almost like going to White Castle and getting a couple of White Castles, and the bill turns out to be $10. I mean, I would flip out. I remember the days for White Castle when I walked into one. I had a meeting in downtown Columbus, and I thought on the way home, I thought I would stop at White Castle. And I went in, I said, well, I'll get a couple of White Castles. And the guy looked at me, and I'm dressed in a suit, and he says, you must really be down on your luck. I said, what do you mean? You're just ordering two? Most people order six. And I said, how big are these things? And he showed me the size, like two postage stamps put together. Gee whiz. I said, I'll take six. And I had them with everything, and I took them home, and I heated them up in the microwave, and then I had them for dinner. And then I had Pepto-Bismol and Tums and Pepto-Bismol and more Tums. I don't think I got any sleep that night. I just wonder how they fight inflation at White Castle. Some people love them. I can't touch them anymore. But did you know that inflation in the U.S. is so bad right now that the CEOs, instead of playing regular golf, they're playing miniature golf? You know, when I was taking golf at the University of Findlay and we were out on the course, we were so bad. The owner came out in a golf cart telling us to get the heck off of his course because we were making too many divots. That's when you dig up the dirt, clumps of it. Well, we were putting them back, but he was particular, and he said, you're putting them back wrong. So our instructor said, if anybody tells, I'm going to kill you. But your final exam is going to be on a putt-putt golf course. Yeah, we were a great bunch of golfers. Anyhow, you know, inflation's so bad in the United States right now, my friend received a pre-declined credit card in the mail. Have you ever had that happen? How about ExxonMobil just laid off 25 congressmen? And the inflation in the U.S. is so bad, parents in Beverly Hills fired their name, or their nannies, I'll get it right. They fired their nannies and learned their children's names. I had a friend one time that grew up in my town, and he went out west, and he was actually the sports writer for the LA Times. Oh yeah, big time. And he used to travel with the Dodgers. And he ended up marrying a gal who lived in Beverly Hills. And he went out there, and gee whiz, she said, let's go on a date. And he says, well, where do you live? She says, out in the hills in Beverly, and, you know, just stop out. Well, he drove out there in his car, and he pulled up in front of this mansion, and this butler came out and introduced himself. And he says, who are you here to see? And he said the person's name. Well, he found out that she was related to Max Factor. Okay, you know, that they make that putty that women put on their face that call makeup. Yeah. So anyhow, that goes way back. The inflation's so bad, according to one joke I'm looking at, a truckload of Americans were caught sneaking into Mexico. That happens. Matter of fact, if you go to see Dr. John Bergman, B-E-R-G-M-A-N, he has a clinic in San Diego, and he has another bigger clinic in Mexico where people go for different types of treatment. That's kind of interesting. You know, inflation is so bad in the U.S., McDonald's is actually selling a quarter ouncer. I don't think they are, but they're working towards a $5 meal. I wonder what Earl Pitts would say about inflation, or, you know, what happens if you reach into your pocket and you get a bill from the cashier and she says it's $10 and a penny, and you go reaching into your pocket looking for a penny. And you look around, there's a take a penny, leave a penny jar, but there's nothing in it. Well, Earl Pitts had something to talk about, and this is what he said.
You know what makes me sick? You know what makes me so mad? I just want to make me a smoothie out of chunky peanut butter and Frito. Why does anything in the world have to cost a dollar and a penny? Do you store owners have any idea how much havoc and disruption you cause when you sell something for a dollar and a penny? Case in point. The other night, I stopped in the drugstore to pick up a small bottle of shampoo from my old lady Pearl. It was about 95 cents. I stepped up to the register, dollar in one hand, shampoo in the other. Cashier said, "That tax will be $1.01. I said, "Could we just make it one? I don't have no change." She looked at me like I was waving a flamethrower while trying to shoplift a carton of cigarettes. She said, "You can't do that. You have to pay 101. "All right." I said, "Do you have one of them take a penny dishes?" She said, "Yes, we do, but it's empty." So I said, "In other words, you want me to pull another bill out of my wallet so you can get a penny?" She said, "It's 101. Her teeth was clenched like one of them National Geographic lions with their fangs sunk in the throat of a baby water buffalo. I reached into my back pocket. Inside my billfold was a $5 bill. I said, "Here." She looked me square in the face and said, "Do you have anything smaller?" I said, "You mean like a penny? I'm sorry. You're just going to have to take that five and give me back three ones and 99 cents. She said, "I can't." I said, "Why?" She said, "Because we're out of ones." Wake up, America! Particular financial Mexican standoff ended with me leaving the shampoo to check out Pearl washing her hair with a bar of Lout soap for about 2 days until we had time to help me in the couch and shake out some loose chins. It's no way. There's an Earl Fitzamerican pistol.
Yeah, that was Earl. And, you know, we talked about Earl last week. And it was Gary Burbank in WLW Radio. 700 a.m. on the radio dial. And last week I told you I got to meet Gary Burbank. And he was the number one drive time guy in Cincinnati for years. And he did a lot of different characters, one of which was Earl Pitts. And Gilbert Gnarly was another one. And it goes on, Reverend Deuteronomy Skaggs. Oh, he had so many of them. And you would listen to this drive time at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and you're driving home. You're on Interstate 75 in Cincinnati, and you listen to Gary Burbank, and you are laughing so loud at some of his jokes. It was pathetic. I mean, you could almost have a car wreck just by listening to his jokes and laughing along, really. So it was something to see, okay? It really was. Gary Burbank was quite a guy. He's retired since, and you can check him out at Gary Burbank. You just do a Google for him, or you could go ahead and do earlpitts.com. And he's got some pretty funny things. He really does. Wow, there's been so much stuff going on. I was reading in the Facebook section, and somebody posted, "Did anybody see anything weird in the sky between 11:40 and 11:50? And 1% out of 100 saw a UFO dart down out of the sky. A minute later, it popped back up, sat there for a minute, and then disappeared. It flew down so fast, I mean meteor speed, and slowly flew back up and sat there for a minute. And then unfortunately, I looked at my phone for my maybe 5 seconds, and I see a flash of light, and it was gone." Well, there were different responses to it, and I just thought of something. I said, you got hungry, and let's face it, you got hungry, and you ate a gummy, And then another, and another, and another, and another. And now you put your feet together. I want you to put your feet together, close your eyes, click your heels together, and say, I want to go home, I want to go home, I want to go home. Because I think you got Junior's gummy bears with the special flavors, okay? People seeing stuff. It's going, it's all over. I mean, you know, I talked to a friend of mine. He says, oh, he knew somebody that got some gummy bears, and he found them, and he was just sitting on the couch. He thought he got a little hungry. He thought he'd take a few of them. Well, he woke up 3 days later, and the TV was still on. So I wonder what was in those gummy bears. I wonder what flavor they were, if you know what I mean. You know, you're going to go out for picnics. And it's the picnic season, you know, it's nice and hot outside. You know, we were like 97 degrees a few days ago. It finally cooled down a little bit. The last time I checked, it was 70 degrees, and it's 836 right now. And I thought, okay, it's cooling down. But when it was 97, how do you take care of food? Just remember this, public service announcement, can't say I don't do them. Hot food's hot, cold food's cold. Remember that. Hot food's hot, cold food's cold. By hot, I mean over 150 degrees. 155, that's fine. Okay? Make sure that hot food is hot. Cold food, keep it colder than 45 degrees. You want to keep it really around 40 degrees. So sometimes you get those freezer packets and you use that in your picnic basket and try to get foods that don't spoil. You know, once I went, I was invited, believe it or not. And I was having lunch with the, I'll just say, Archbishop of Chicago for the Orthodox Church. His name was Job. And I said, okay, this is going to be great. And so I was invited to go, and I met the man, and I, really nice guy, and he had an aide that was with him. Funny thing was, I think they were driving a Cadillac. But anyhow, here, there he was, and we were going to have lunch. And I thought, okay, I'm just going to see what I am about to have. And I kind of slinked away, and I go to the side, and I'm looking around, I'm thinking, oh, wow, it's about 85 degrees in this room, very little ventilation, and they've got egg salad out. So I kind of touched the container. It wasn't cold. I thought, there's no way I'm going to eat that. And then they had tuna fish. Or like a tuna salad, I guess is what it was. And it was hot, like 90 degrees. And I told the person that was doing the banquet, I said, look, I do health inspections for the state facilities that I have. You've got some stuff that's potentially dangerous here with the eggs and with the stuff. You really shouldn't serve those. I would hate to get the Archbishop of Chicago really ticked off. And I don't want to get lightning bolts thrown at me as he's talking to Portia Lynn Commode, if you know what I mean. And so they removed those, and we had a much more simpler meal. But make sure hot foods are hot and cold foods are cold. And don't leave things sitting out all the time, okay? Because every 20 minutes, little microbes like to get together and party with other microbes. And next thing you know, they have baby microbes. And those baby microbes double and double and double and double. And next thing you know, you got cousins and everybody else there. So you make sure that your stuff is prepared correctly, stored correctly. The best picnic foods for large groups, pinwheel wraps are fun. It's finger sandwiches, do-it-yourself sandwich platter, Greek salad, chip dip, potluck, Deviled eggs, make sure they're cold. Pasta salad, make sure it's cold. Fruit platter, okay. Cut up subs, again, watch your temperatures, okay? Now, what would Earl Pitts say about a picnic? I wonder what he'd say. I wonder what would he say?
What makes me sick? You know, it makes me sad. I could file adoption papers on Charles Manson so I could claim him as a member of the family. This year, it was Pearl's turn to have all these deadbeat goons from the Black Lagoon descend on us like a plague of locusts and eat us out of house and home. That means I had to go out and buy enough ice to sink the Titanic, hide my private stock of red, white, and blue, and then go buy whatever swill is on sale to
Swill.
feed this pack of freeloaders. And Pearl said, "Boy, I hope Mama brings her special potato salad. She said when she dies, she's gonna leave me the recipe." I said, "Ain't no secret, Pearl. Your mama lays that potato salad out in the sun long enough for the mayonnaise to ferment. And then the relatives, they'll show up in their cars they got down off the blocks in front of their yards and proceed to park all over the driveway and the lawn so the oil drippings will kill the grass and leave big spots all over my driveway. And then I stand out in the hot sun cooking hot dogs and hamburgers. And then they all go gaga over my hamburger. I never do tell them the recipe starts with, take one elderly racehorse." But then these deadbeats, they load up on Mama's potato salad. Now, that's prior to the annual Blow Your Lunch in the Shrubbery contest. The winners get free helpings of Mama Askins potato salad again, which by that time has had flies crawling all over it the last couple hours. Well, about 4:30, the kids commenced to crying and whining and fighting, and Pearl's mama commences to telling Pearl how much better she'd have done if she'd have married a neighbor boy who now's a big success because he's got his own tow truck. That means it's about time for me to get out the jumper cables to get all these vultures out there before they commence to eating the carpet. Wake up, Amore Carr! Family reunions is the reason why every time I hear family, I put the word Manson with it. This is Earl Pitts wishing you to marry the orphan. Amore Pitts.
Yeah, that was Earl. And I'll tell you what, some of his antics are there, but you can see what goes on at some of those picnics and what can happen. Oh, yeah, heaving the bush time. Oh, yeah. Usually it takes a few more hours to really work, but I'll tell you what, it can happen. So be safe when you're doing picnics and church luncheons and all kinds of stuff. If you don't, you're going to have a problem. You know, I was looking at the Wrinkle City Gazette, and you can get that, and it's free. All you have to do is go to wrinkle-city-gazette.weebly.com. And if you want to have some fun, you could read about Happy Buns. You could read about the nuns taking over the police job in the town because they were going to some convention, and the nuns with guns were there. Oh, that was in one edition. They have a guy by the name of Falworth T. Grump. And he's almost like Earl Pitts. But he's a very more, I won't say conjovial. He's reserved. But he said, "I was having my usual lunch at Wendy's Burger Barn when I heard a guy start describing his wife's overly rotund body. And he said, she's so fat we had to put French doors on the front of the mobile home so she could get her butt in the door." Well, I thought to myself, now that's one hefty woman. Well, later on, he went on to state that she was so fat that she bought her a love seat so we'd have a place to sit in the living room. And after a few minutes, he barked out, "My wife's so fat we have to put a wide load sign on the car and ask for a police escort just to go to the grocery." And then finally he remarked that his wife was so fat that when she turned on the heated seats in the car, you could smell bacon burning. Oh boy, I thought he's going to be in trouble. Well, finally he uttered the coup de grace. She's so fat, when we need to clean the hot tub, she gets in and all the water flies out. Well, unfortunately, his wife was eating with her friends about four or five tables away. Well, the funeral will be next Friday. Read about it in the Wrinkle City Gazette. It's there and it is free. Okay, so just go to the website and you can check it out. And that was Falworth T. Grump. Okay. A lot of different characters in the Wrinkle City Gazette. You know, they had a picture of Willie Pickett's cart projects. And Willie was saying, you can learn how to make extra money by repurposing shopping carts for only $9.99 and a bottle of Jack. You can easily create redneck income by watching Willie's video to learn how to make extra income during the quarantine period. And that's back when they were having hog flu. And he was turning them into carts to ride in, carts to grill, and the new hoarding edition, H-O-A-R-D-I-N-G. It was a shopping cart for all your paranoid needs. And it was like 12 feet long, and it had 8 coasters on the bottom so you could roll it. Check it out on the Wrinkle City Gazette. It's there, okay? Oh, and Mortally Speaking. Now, this is from Emerson Balmer, who's at Am I Gone Funeral and Cremation Service in Wrinkle City. Three friends die in a car accident, and they go to an orientation in heaven. And they are all asked, when you are in your casket and friends and family mourning you come by, what would you like to hear them say about you? Well, the first guy says, I would like to hear them say that I was a great doctor of my time and a great family man. And St. Peter nods his head, lets the guy in. And the second guy says, I would like to hear that I was a wonderful husband and a school teacher, which made a huge difference in our children of tomorrow. And St. Peter nods his head, yeah. And then there's this redneck. And he says to the redneck, okay, what would you like them to say? And the last guy looks at him, the redneck, he says, I'd like to hear them say, look, he's moving. Well, you can actually check that out on the Wrinkle or in the Wrinkle City Gazette. Okay. Wow. Just a lot of stuff going on. And it's Wrinkle City. And you might be from Wrinkle City if you fish coins out of public fountains. I always wondered what they did with those coins in Cincinnati on Fountain Square, because people would throw coins in the fountain, and you never saw any of the bums wading in there up to their knees in water going after coins. I never knew what happened to those coins. I didn't know whether or not somebody came by at night that worked for the city and cleaned them up, or they left them in at the end of the week. They had, you know, whatever, a drawing. You can go diving for the coins at that time. I don't know, but yeah, it's a big fountain there. You have to check it out in downtown Cincinnati. It's on Fountain Square. It's been there for years. The place has been remodeled from time to time, but the fountain is still there. You might be from Wrinkle City when you have a rabies shot and your dog hasn't. That's pretty bad. I don't know. I don't know if people really should get rabies shots. I think politicians ought to get distemper shots. You might be from Wrinkle City when four generations of your family have worked at McDonald's. I know some people that's all they wanted to do was work at McDonald's. How about this one? The theme song at your high school prom was Friends in Low Places. Can you imagine that? Friends in Low Places? Do bank tellers put their hands up as soon as you walk into the bank? Well, you might be from Wrinkle City if that happens. And you might be from Wrinkle City when you can't get married to your sweetheart because there's a law against it. And you might be from Wrinkle City when you go to a family reunion to just get a date. Check it out. It's in the Wrinkle City. There's a lot of stuff that goes on in Wrinkle City, and I'll tell you what, there are a lot of additions there, and all you have to do is go to wrinkle-city-gazette.weebly, that's W-E-E-B-L-Y.com. And I'll tell you what, there's a lot of stuff that goes on, and people will say, gee, that sounds like my town. Well, a lot of crazy stories and a lot of crazy things happen to every town. It's just not common to where I live. I think they were going to do something about the swamp. I don't know if they've written anything on the swamp yet. Well, anyhow, that's in the Wrinkle City Gazette. You want to check that out, okay? Well, we've got just a few more minutes to go with My World. And I'll tell you what, you know, we've got things like 4th of July coming up. If you want to, if you get around fireworks, play safe. You know, don't do it around little kids. Make sure you take all the safety precautions. Make sure that you get away from the fireworks when they go kaboom. And if you're shooting fireworks up in the air, and it's legal here in Ohio, I guess, and in other states it is too, don't leave them poorly supported because they could go off and actually fall over and shoot a whole bunch of stuff into a crowd of people. You don't want to do that. So you got to be safe. So you have to be safe with your food that you have. Okay, hot stuff is hot, cold stuff is cold. Okay, try to eliminate anything that has eggs or dairy products. I know it's tough, but you have to watch that because you don't want those creepy critters working or you're going to be in trouble. Okay, and just think about eating bad food along with Taco Bell burritos or tacos with jalapeno peppers, rotten meat, and bad sour cream, okay? Because later on, you're going to have an explosion like you have never seen before. And your neighbors are not going to thank you because you've blown out the windows in your house and the stench will be so bad from that eating experience that people are actually going to have to move. And they may not find you because they might find you in the next county. I mean, some of that stuff gets explosive. You know what I mean? And the other thing is watch how you handle your fireworks. Watch about being around large crowds of people because you never know because somebody with half a brain is going to be setting off fireworks. Or other people are going to be walking around with cans of libation. Okay. And you never know, they might decide to pop some gummy bears too and go nuts. So you want to be careful out there. Well, guys, that's all I've got. Be safe. And we'll talk to you next week with another live edition of My World. And let me know how your world is because you can always send us an email at the Trim Radio Network. Okay, you can always contact us, and that's one thing you need to do. What you need to do is you can go to our archives, you can listen to the old shows, You can get a mobile app. You can get a program schedule that we've got, trimradio.com. You can partner with Trim Radio. You can do your own show, and we'll show you how to do it. It's very easy to do. All you have to do is just follow the directions, and Michael Bejas or Victoria Smith will walk you right through it. It's a very easy thing to do. If I can do it, you can do it, okay? Also, you can advertise with us. You can become a Bullseye VIP, because remember, we cut the bull and we serve the truth. And you can support the station by either donating or shop the merchandise, or as Michael Bejas says, buy the merch. And you can get really neat stuff. So you can do that. But you can join us. We also have a blog and a lot of stuff up there. Okay. And our app is free for the Trim Radio Network. You can do that. So have a good holiday weekend. And don't party too much. Just be sensible about it. Okay. That's my other community service advice. Because the cops, they're watching. They're going to be out there, and they're going to be looking for people that are a little bit too tipsy, or they've been watching TV for 16 hours straight, you know, with those little gummy bears. Woo! So you have a good one, and we're going to talk to you next week with another edition of My World. So be safe and have a good week. We'll see you Sunday on Money and Change. The book.